نستعين واستغفر ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek His help and I seek His forgiveness. Whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, indeed there is none who can misguide him. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows to go astray, indeed there is none who can guide him aright. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam is his slave, his messenger, and the seal of all the prophets. After what proceeds, I thank everybody for coming home, for coming here today. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And I greet everyone with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon everyone who is here and who is not here amongst the Muslimin. Allahumma ameen. Barakallahu feekum. Inshallah ta'ala, we will start inshallah with this course, with this beginner's class. But before we start, I want to go over some things that alhamdulillah we've learned in this class. We have learned a lot. We have learned who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. That was one of the first things we went over, Tawheed. We went over who is Allah Azza wa Jal, some of His qualities, some of His rights of creation, some of His attributes, some of His names. And that was a very exciting class. We all benefited from that. And we also learned who was the rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon us, and how to believe in Allah and His Messenger. We learned the belief in the angels. We went over the aspect of the angels, mashaAllah. We went over the belief in the last day, right? Belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's books. We went over, you know, some brief summaries of the Qur'an, of, you know, how the Qur'an plays inside of the life of the Muslim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We also went over what we call Aqeedah, some basic issues of Aqeedah, very basic, while going over this hadith of Jibreel. And alhamdulillah, we all benefited from it, and we learned a lot, and I adjure everyone who comes to this class in the future, inshallah ta'ala, to have a pen and notebook ready on hand. Inshallah ta'ala, we will start today where we left off from the Sheikh's book, Hafizullah. We're presently going over make wudu and salah like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by Sheikh Muhammad As'adli. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. By Sheikh Muhammad As'adli. And we went over how to make wudu in this class step by step. We went over the intention. We went over how to properly pronounce the Fatiha. We went over how to pronounce the Fatiha. We went over the Ruku'. We went over the sajda. And we completed one raka'ah. We completed one for a calf. So just to recap, inshallah ta'ala, to make it simple as possible, we'll briefly go over the salah, the first rak'ah. Make sure the time is correct, okay? Make sure the clothing is correct before you make your prayer. Make sure the place where you're praying is pure from impurities. Make sure you're in a state of wudu. Make sure you're facing the Qibla. Once all these things are in place, you're ready for the prayer. Then we went over the first takbir. It's called takbiratul ihram. That is the first Allahu Akbar. And you raise your hands, both hands, with your fingers stretched out to the level of your shoulders, between the shoulders and the ears. And then after you make the takbir, it is recommended to say, the Shaykh, he said, it's recommended to say, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa tabaraka ismuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghayruk. And after that, you seek refuge in Allah Azza wa Jal, A'udhu Billahi Min Ash-Shaytan Ar-Rajim. Now you're ready for the Fatiha, the first chapter of the Qur'an, Surah Al-Fatiha. And we went over the importance of Fatiha. The Fatiha has to be in every rak'ah. It is as such, A'udhu Billahi Min Ash-Shaytan Ar-Rajim, Bismillahi Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. And if you missed the pronunciation of the Fatiha, please go on to my last lecture, and inshallah it's on adli.net, and you can get the benefit of that, inshallah ta'ala. There's also links on adli.net on how to pronounce your prayer. There's beneficial things on this website, so I advise everyone, inshallah ta'ala, who's trying to learn their religion, to please go to adli.net. There's all types of beneficial links on how to pray the salah. After the Fatiha, it is sunnah to say Ameen. This is from Rasulullah s.a.w. in the Sahaba. So after you say Ameen, you recite any surah of the Quran, or you can recite some verses of the Quran, which you wish. Like some of the imams will recite last few verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, last three or two verses from Surah Al-Baqarah. You don't have to recite a whole surah of the Quran in order for you to be something like on the sunnah of something. No. I've heard of an opinion from the scholars that the least you can recite is two ayat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. The only obligatory thing inside of reciting or the qiyam is the Fatiha. After you recite the Fatiha and say Ameen like the Muslims, you recite whatever verse of the Quran or a chapter of the Quran that which you wish. After that, you make takbir. You say Allahu Akbar. And you raise your hands, like the Prophet ﷺ, you raise your hand to your shoulder levels, between the shoulders and your ears, and you go in ruku', slowly. Now we went over last class, that every component of this prayer has to be with tranquility. When you're making salah before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're making ibadah, worship. You're worshiping Allah ta'ala. You're showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you're thankful for His ni'mah, for His blessings. You're showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you're thankful for His blessings and you're thankful for His guidance upon you. If you're rushing in the prayer, then this is a sign of ignorance. You're rushing in the prayer, this is a sign of negligence. So I advise everyone to make the ruku' with tranquility. When you make the ruku', you say Allahu Akbar, and you go in your ruku' that you appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you say, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana, wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. This means, glory be to my Lord, the majestic. Al-Azim is the Almighty. Glory be to my Lord, the Almighty. After you say this three times, or one time as you choose, you say, Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. This means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens to him who praises him. When you're coming up from the ruku', I advise the Muslims to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you're coming up from the ruku', straighten your back. Make sure your back is straight. Make sure your back becomes straight when you're coming up from the ruku'. And when you come up from the ruku', you come up with tranquility and make sure that you don't raise your forehead. You see some brothers coming up, Sami Allah, and they look up to the sky. What is this? No. You keep your eyes to the place of the prostration. A lot of people, especially from the Indian Pakistan country, some brothers, the majority of them, I see that, and this is no, not getting on anyone. I guess this is part of culture. To get up from the ruku', you look up to the sky. What is this? No. When you get up from the ruku', you say, Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Your eyes are still at the place of prostration. And when you come up, you say, Rabbana wa lakal hamd. Oh, our Lord, praises for you only. Rabbana wa lakal hamd. Oh, our Lord, praise is for you only. La ilaha illallah. Alaykum as-salam. Then the worshipper says, Allahu Akbar. Now when you say this Allahu Akbar, you don't raise your hands. When you say Allahu Akbar, you go into prostration without raising your hands. Raising your hands and going into prostration is not from the sunnah, according to my knowledge. He should touch the ground with his hands before touching with his knees. So when you go down in the sajda, you go down hands first. Okay, now this is another thing that is prevalent here in America and other countries. People go down like the camel, down with the knees first. No, you go down with your hands first, like Allah and His Messenger taught us. Then you make the sajda, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Subhana wa rahmatullah. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. And the Shaykh, Hafizullah, he is saying to us that seven parts of the worshipper's body must touch the ground. That is the head. That is the head, including the nose and the forehead. The hands, the knees, and the toes. And all of this should be pointing toward the Qibla of the Muslims. Right? Not Chicago. The inside joke for them. those who are just coming from the nation of Islam. Now you're saying in your sajda, سبحان ربي الأعلى, سبحان ربي الأعلى, سبحان ربي الأعلى. It is recommended that we say it three times. Then you come up with your knee, from this first sajda, sitting on your left foot. You're sitting on your left foot while letting your right foot be erect on the side of you, which your toes should be facing the Qibla. Now, I don't know, a lot of us new Muslims, you know, it's very hard for us to sit in this position. But the ulama, they're calling for our toes to be pointing in the Qibla. If you can do it, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. And once you start making the salah and getting used to sitting in this position, it becomes easier and easier. Trust me. Okay, a lot of us, we're sitting in this position, our knees be popping, right? You know? But I advise you, inshallah, to keep at it and to keep working to please Allah Azza wa Jal by becoming closer and closer and closer to the way of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as possible. After sitting in this position, it is recommended for you to say, Rabbighfirli. 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 This means, oh my Lord, forgive me. Oh my Lord, forgive me. And I'm on page 10. Page 10 at the bottom, you're saying, Rabbighfirli. Okay? Now you have one more sajda to complete the first rak'ah. So you go down again with the seven parts of your body touching the ground, your head, your hands, your knees, and your feet, all pointing toward the Qibla. Okay? And you say again, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. While down in this position, especially if you're in the the Nawafil prayers, when you're not behind the Imam, and you get an opportunity to prolong the sajda as long as you can. This position is the closest you get to Allah Azza wa Jal. So it's very important that we try to catch this opportunity to get to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While your face is on your ground, the most honorable part of the human being is his face, right? Right? A lot of us will say the heart, but a lot of us will say the face, right? Okay? You're putting this straight to the ground before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're putting your honorable, the most honorable part of your body on the ground. And you're thinking you're right before his throne. And you have been ordered to glorify him. And you make the dua. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Oh my Lord, give me the good of this life and the good of the hereafter, and save me from the punishment of the fire. You catch this opportunity to step up to the plate, like all you business-minded people, right? You know about stepping up to the plate and catching that window of opportunity. Well, here's a window. Your sajda before Allah Azza wa Jal. And showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're nothing. You're nothing. And all throughout the salah, you're saying, Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to drive home in your nafs, to yourself, that He is the greatest. And while you're in this position of sajda, you remember that. You remember, Allahu Akbar. Here you are before his throne. You've been ordered to glorify him. And you have the window of opportunity. Dua. So, O slaves of Allah, make your dua while you're in your sajdas. So, after you come up from this second sajda, you say in the first rak'ah, you say, Allahu Akbar. And it is recommended, and the Shaykh Hafizullah said it's recommended for you to come up sitting on your left foot with your right foot erect, with your toes pointing toward the temple, before you get up from the second rak'ah. It is recommended that you pause during this time. And this is the close to my introduction. Now we can get on with my lesson. So inshallah, we left off in this position, in the rest between the first rak'ah and the second rak'ah. And now, on page 11 of the Sheikh book, and on the of the Sheikh's book, Hafizullah, he starts with, Walaykum As-salam wa rahmatullah, he starts with, if the prayer consists of two rak'ah, one more thing before we start the second rak'ah, the Sheikh here, he is saying that after you finished resting before you stand up for the second rak'ah, he's saying you should make the same. He said, the Sheikh Hafizullah, he said you should make the second rak'ah just like you made the first one. Okay? So you make the second rak'ah exactly how you make the first one. Okay? And at the end of your prayer, right after you've made the second sajda, the Sheikh is saying, if the prayer consists of two rak'ah, as in Jum'ah prayer, Fajr prayer, and the Eid prayers, the worshipper sits with his legs folded under him after the second prostration of the second rak'ah, with his right foot erect and its toes pointing towards the Qibla. Okay, like I said. He sits on his left foot. Now I want y'all to pay attention, all those who are new, this is a this is difficult to explain, but I'm going to try to do my best. This is difficult to explain with mere words, and this is why the Sheikh, he put pictures throughout all his book. Okay, I'm looking at pictures, but you're listening to words. The Sheikh, he said, he sits on his left foot, which is laid down. Okay. He puts his right hand on his right thigh, okay, with all fingers closed, fisted, except the index finger, okay, like you're pointing at someone, and puts his left hand on his right thigh in a relaxed manner. The worshiper can keep both little and ring fingers, i.e. your pinky finger, your middle finger, and the ring finger, you can keep those closed, okay, while rounding his thumb and his middle finger in a ring shape, and point his index finger toward the Qibla, toward the Qibla. Not toward the ground. Not toward your left knee. You see all types of stuff. The Shaykh, Hafizullah, is saying you should point toward the Qibla. On page 12, he says, it is sunnah of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, to point out the finger without moving it. because he did this the most. He would sometimes slightly vibrate the finger. Then he reached the tashahud while sitting and says, okay, now all those who have questions about this part, please write them down, and inshallah, after class we can go over some of the rulings. The tashahud is as follows. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليكم السلام اللهم صل عليه محمد وعلى آله محمد
اللهم صل على محمد اللهم صل على محمد اللهم صل
That was the Sheikh there, okay? If y'all wondering what happened online, the Sheikh, he is. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala alihi Muhammad kama salita ala Ibrahim wa ala alihi Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barak ala Muhammad wa ala alihi Muhammad kama barak ala Ibrahim wa ala alihi Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. And if anyone's having trouble with this part, I guess we could go over this all those who are online, who are having trouble with this tashahud, please put up a finger or a hand or anything to show me that you're having trouble with this. Wa alaykum salam. Okay, inshallah. If there's anyone online who is having trouble with the tashahud, please put something by your name. You can turn on the bell, I guess it is, or you could put up a one, or you can say you're having trouble in the text box, so we could try to do the best we can to either send you a book, or we could try to go over some pronunciation of the tashahud. Is there anyone? Of the tashahud. Okay. Are you on page 12? Okay. If you want to, you can pronounce it now, and we can go over it, and we can see where you're having trouble, inshallah ta'ala. Go ahead. At-tahiyyatu lillahi. Okay. تحيات لله والسلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله we could go over it together. At-tahiyyat lillah, say it. At-tahiyyat lillah. To lillah. Wassalawatu. Wattayyibatu. As-salamu alayka. أيها النبي. You see it there on the second line? Okay. If you can't pronounce them right, a good thing to do is what we could do is we could probably make a tape, or you could get a tape, or you could get a sister. You know a sister who you could get with to try to get the tashahud? It's very important. Get a sister to get a tashahud. Or if you're coming to this class next Wednesday, what I could do is I could give you a tape, and that works good. What you can do is rewind the tape. Do you have a tape player or anything like that? Okay. Rewind the tape and play the tape, and rewind the tape and play the tape, and look at the book and play the tape, and just continuously do that. And the Wednesday after that, you can come back and we can go over it together, inshallah ta'ala. Okay? Alright, anyone online who has some understanding or some of the tashahud, and they're having trouble with pronouncing the tashahud? Okay, are there any new Muslims online? Okay. Alhamdulillah. Okay, nice. Sister Layla, alhamdulillah, jazakallahu khairan. She just put up the Fatiha, and she put up Surah Al-Ikhlas. Looks like she put up the Tashahud. Barakallahu fika. Fiki. Okay. So everybody on the net, you see Surah Al-Fatiha, and you see Ikhlas, and you see the Tashahud. Okay, Sister Qamar, if I'm pronouncing your name correctly. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go over the Fatiha, and I want you to look closely on how I pronounce the Fatiha, and I'm going to go over Surah Al-Ikhlas, and I want you to look closely how I pronounce Surah Al-Ikhlas, and I will go over one more time the Tashahud, and I want you to look closely. Maybe there's some mistakes that you're making, or maybe there's something's not clear to you, so it will behoove you to follow along the best way you can, inshallah ta'ala. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سورة الإخلاص. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. ده تشهد. التحيات لله والسلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمدين وعلى آل محمدين كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. And you notice on the screen that the last part after the Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. The reason why it's not up there because it's recommended to say this. It's recommended to send peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the sister, she put the obligatory portion of the tashahhud, and she left out the other part of the Allahumma salli ala Muhammadi because of making it easy and to leave it brief as possible so that we could quickly learn the obligatory portions of the prayer. So she made it easy. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So this is a good guide. This is a great guide to the transliteration of the Fatiha, Surah Al-Ikhlas, and the Tashahud. I suggest, sister, you print it off and take benefit from it, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, after this, the Sheikh, he's saying, this means greetings, prayers, and good things of life belong to Allah. Peace, mercy, and blessings of Allah be upon you, O Prophet. May peace be upon us and the devout slaves of Allah. I testify that there is no true God but Allah, and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his slave and messenger. O Allah, bless Muhammad and his family as you bless Ibrahim and his family. You are the most praised, the most generous. O Allah, bestow your grace on Muhammad and his family as you bestowed it upon Ibrahim and his family. You are the most praised, the most generous. And this is the statement from the Sheikh's book. Page 13. The Sheikh, rahimahullah, hafizullah, he started with, after reciting the entire tashahud, including the record minute portion of the tashahud, the worshipper asks Allah's protection from four evils. He should say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min azab al-jahannam wa min azab al-qabri wa min fitnat al-mahya wal-mamat وَمِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْمَسِيحِ الدَّجَّالِ اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ عَذَابِ جَهَنَّمْ وَمِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ وَمِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْمَحْيَى وَالْمَمَاتِ وَمِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْمَسِيحِ الدَّجَّالِ وَعَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ عَذَابِ جَهَنَّمْ ومن عذاب القبر ومن فتنة المحيا والممات ومن فتنة مسيح الدجال. This means, my Lord, I ask your protection from the torment of hell and from the torment of the grave and from the temptations of life and death and from the fitna or from the calamity of the false Messiah. The Sheikh put his seduction of the false Messiah. Inshallah ta'ala, after this, the worshipper ends his salah by turning his face to the right while saying, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And to the left, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And this ends your prayer. Inshallah ta'ala, this ends the class for today. I advise all those who are having trouble pronouncing the tashahud, maybe Sister Layla, inshallah ta'ala, had this recorded. You can refer back to it and try to rewind it. Or you could request a book, a copy of this book for free, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, from Sister Layla. She probably, inshallah, or you could contact the mosque and ask for a free copy of your Make Wudu and Salah by the Prophet والسلام, by Muhammad S. Adli. It's free of charge. Or you can go on the website and simply learn how to pray the Salah. And I want to stress importance on trying to perfect your prayer. There's obligatory portions of the prayer. There's sunnah, actions of the prayer. There's extra things in the prayer that you could do. One could have a whole college on just the salah. Okay? So, this book, alhamdulillah, makes it easy for the new Muslims, and the Sheikh, he just focuses on the simple things of the salah, on the simple things of the prayer, and on the wudu, to make it easy upon the person who's trying to learn the prayer to fulfill the minimum and still have his or her salah accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal. So it's important that we learn the Fatiha, the proper way to recite Fatiha, the proper way to recite the Tashahud, and the proper way to recite the Quran, especially when it comes to Fatiha. But to properly recite the Quran without saying the little mistakes that we could correct. A lot of times there's mistake in our recitation that we could correct, you know. Like when we recite Fatiha, we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. It's not Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. No, there is Alhamdulillah He Rabbil Alameen. This is something easy, something simple. And I advise everyone who's learning the prayer to learn how to perfect how you pronounce and recite this, the Quran. And I congratulate everyone, inshallah ta'ala, on this class, on attending the class and learning how to pray the prayer, learning how to make wudu, and learning about Allah Azza wa Jal, and learning about His messengers, and learning about His books, and learning about the angels, and all of these beneficial things. I adjure everyone listening and present here today to do the best you can, inshallah ta'ala, to schedule in your calendar. Every Wednesday we have the beginner's course, and we teach basic things of the prayer and basic things of Islam. Jazakum Allah khairan. Subhanakallah. Astaghfirullah.